It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
We are changing the way you listen to the world. Hello, hello, everyone. Today is May the 7th. It is 2024. Time is flying. It is 11:01 a.m. Oh, 11:02 a.m. here on the East Coast of Central Florida. And I'm super happy to be with all of you. It is very warm here in Florida. And I know many of you are experiencing some warmer weather, but it's getting already. I want to say pre-ridiculous, you know, so we're definitely feeling the heat. It's a rapid change of season after a little bit of a winter for us this year. So we got to enjoy some of that cooler energy. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It's titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come in at any time. And I'll be taking your questions in the chat room. Happy new moon to all of you. I see someone say happy dark moon. Boy, was it a little bit of a crabby couple of days. I don't know about you, but I wound up finally painting last night some quirky things. I think my dining room's going to start looking like a circus act, but in any case, it's going to be fun. It looks fun already, but I decided to take a little spin, and I was sharing that I never expected to give up my pink velvet for brown lazy boys, you know. But I'm turning it into like a colorful playground, and it's becoming more fun, and I'm laughing, but not really. So it's been interesting because we can have so many problems from time to time, or challenges that we overcome as humans. One of the most shallow being, I feel, what's in our space, you know? How do we create an environment, and if you think about it, it's shallow, but it's really not, because everything that we do in our own space means so much. And so on this new moon in Taurus, I decided to get into the home environment, and that's what I'm creating, a little more magic, a little more energy, and definitely something aesthetic that I feel comfortable with. And when you think about what's going on in the world, it's seemingly shallow. It's, you know, material or physical or however you want to say it. But at the same time, it is so very important as a psychic or an intuitive to feel one with what, you know, what's around you, and to really feel comfortable with that. So I'm super excited about it. I am going to ask you this morning to challenge your psychic skills. And I am going to ask you, and it, of course, I'm sending a few minutes to anyone who is accurate over at 1-2-listen.com. But what do you think? I have a new favorite water, and it's very sustainable. And it's super good, and I want to know what the flavor is. If any of you want to take a wild spin at what I'm drinking this morning, it is a water, so go ahead and take a stab at it. And let's see who does what. And then please, 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 I see two people in the room this morning I have to send a few minutes to. I want to talk to you before we get going, and before I start taking your questions. I had a little class. When I say little, it was so intimate and so deep, and I felt I probably could have been with everyone for another hour. In any case, it was super, it was challenging at first because I was more nervous with a smaller group. I'm used to a very large group, and something was telling me the whole week that it was going to be small and intimate, and I didn't really promote it the way I normally do and open the room. I felt over and over again to keep it small, and it was connecting the God dots, and I'm going to do it again. next week I'm going to post it again here for you, but I'm going to be a little bit, I'm going to keep it small and keep them coming small, because I think that gathering brought some really cool energy, and it was much better to share that space in a smaller group because we did get deeper. And so I'm going to do more of that. And I believe that in a small group ahead, doing some of these and calling it Connect the God Dots, but it's a much broader, class than that. It really gets into the details of our lives more, and our predictions were strong, and our work together is good. And what it really is about is how we are all synchronized or threaded together with all of the tools that we use. And how, even with the tarot cards, you know, I read certain people and how they fight maybe the tools that we have. I don't want to call anyone out, but there are some people in the world who really negate our mission, our journey on this spiritual path that is so deeply one of the most important or profound areas of our lives. Our spirituality we take very seriously, and we also may, you know, keep it fun, and it's a huge part of who we are. I guarantee you, if we take like a piece of a pizza pie and slice our lives into 8 different pieces, I can guarantee everyone listening, and myself included, at least 2 of those pieces are our spiritual life, you know, sometimes more than that. We don't want to get too off balance with our lives, but in any case, we know our spirituality is important. For somebody to negate that, it's really nobody's business what our belief systems are. It's not very quote unquote spiritual to judge who we are or what we believe in. That doesn't sound accurate to me. However, everything that we do, if there is a creator of what we exist in energetically, everything that we do is extremely, it's what matters to us. And when I say connect the God dots, well, that's a very universal term, because God and the universe to me are one. It's this giant mass that we exist in, and we believe certain things along the way with this, or we connect the dots of other things in our lives. And so when I started talking about even the first card in tarot, you know, I read something somewhere, I don't really have to say any names. I think you all can figure. I was getting my goat. I could tell my Aries moon was kicking the couple days prior to now. I was a bitch, boy, let me tell you. But I could tell I was picking apart certain things people were saying. And I start getting agitated and stay off of Facebook for days after this because I have to. But I could tell that the energy's up and people have questions. The very first card of why do any of the tools that we use spiritually have to be a negative thing? Why does it invite, you know, I mean, what, we're not like putting our heads in the sand saying, oh, nothing is dark in the world, or there's no evil, or there's no negative energy or whatever. We have positivity, we have light, we have things that shine bright. We have to counteract that in certain ways, or we wouldn't be human. So when I think about the cards, and I thought about the Fool card being first, what is the first message of the tarot? Really, when you look at the Fool, let go and let God, you know, don't be a fool, let go and let God. You can be mindless at times. You could trust something bigger than yourselves. You could be that energetic force that was created for a reason, for others, to help other people, to be your best you, to be all of these things in this life that we tend to forget day to day. We don't have to struggle or wrestle with our belief system, because everybody's belief system should be one with the universe or one with God. And so whatever it is that we use as tools, if we come about it from a good place, or we have the highest intentions for ourselves and others, nothing negative should be coming about with it. So I just feel like I have to remind everyone that we are way too advanced as a society to really sit down and say, hey, this is not of whatever our highest spiritual purpose is, or nobody can really dictate what we believe in. That is between you and your higher self, your higher spirit, and God, or whatever it will be, the universe, however you say. Okay, so that's my rant for the day. It's 11:11. I also want to say, I asked Jay to help me out and just remind me of what time that new moon is tonight, because I feel a little better today also. I don't know about you all, but boy, I was bitching, and it was a cranky couple of days in certain ways. And at the same time, sometimes that's how we get to the truth of things and how we adjust our lives, or how we reorganize or restructure what we're trying to do, you know, for the better. Of course, we're always trying to improve things. And so I'm going to come in and it's 11:22 Eastern. So it's not until 8:22 PM is what we uncovered, even though it does feel, when we say it's a dark moon and the sky is dark because there's no light shining, you know, we see the shadows of everything, and then we illuminate and start to see more truth, and we have these new beginnings and those aha moments and things like this on the other side. It's interesting that it feels better this morning. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, was that moon early this morning? I feel great. Like, I'm ready to go. And so I could tell the energy is nice today. And I'm sorry you were cranky, Tara. Good morning, everyone. Maya, hi, and Maureen, and Renee, and Nadine. Thank you, Karen, you too. Judgment is a lower vibration, that's for sure. If you trust God, they entrust the God in you. That's right. That's what we're here to do. And thank you for being with me the other night. I am going to close the groups as I open them, because I want to keep them small on purpose. So we'll always have another. I'm going to just keep, you know, see what we do with it, because, you know, sometimes we may not be able to even afford by the minute or whatever at specific moments, or you just want to get an additional boost to what you're already, you know, experiencing. And coming into a class with a shared group in that hour, that space, is really nice, because it's just another form of creating more magic, and it's manifesting and all of these things that we love to do, and predicting our future, of course, in a way that becomes great. Because thank you, Nadine, for saying that. I think it was too. I really want to do it again. And it was very special. It sat with me now, well, you know, for many days. It's nice to have a happy shared space together. And so we're going to do it again. And so, all right. And I'll be sharing some of the dates next week with all of you, okay? Also, I want to say to everyone, I'm already seeing some questions in the room, which I'm coming in. So, welcome, welcome. I also want to say, oh dear. Oh, it's Mother's Day. How about that? I am thrilled. I'm wishing all of you, you know, we all mother someone or, and sometimes it's our own, and sometimes it's someone else's, or maybe our little animal babies and our friends we mother, we nurture people. So in every way, we all have that Empress energy within us, and we have to remember to be the Empress to ourselves. And so I do believe that caretaking, I like Taurus energy because it does give us an excuse to take care of ourselves and to nurture ourselves more and to really take a step back, perhaps, even like the High Priestess or the Hierophant. As we look at these energies, we could say, you know, wait a minute. I don't want to promote entitlement, but I do want to say, hey, what do we do deserve this. You know, maybe we could kick back for a minute, take it slow and easy, like the bull in the pen that lounges or grazes. We can hang out for a minute and take things more slowly and until until we decide, you know, what our next move is going to be. And maybe we can have a little bit of an expectation that we deserve goodness and we're here to receive as well as to give. And I like the, I like this for that. Don't like all of it. And I think I don't know about you, but we have to take the positive and the negative with every sign, right? Or every energy that we're experiencing in life. And so we have to remember that it all ebbs and flows in different intervals. And we love that too. So what we forget, or we tend, how many of you tend to go into this place of forgetting how, tomorrow it could change? Or how many of us live with this wall in front of our face, thinking there's a deadline, or pigeonholing ourselves into a corner? And I can remember, now that we're racking up a little time together, Stephen and I can remember in our marriage in the beginning, I was like, you know, we're a little older, more, you know, set in our ways, whatever. It really does ebb and flow, or perhaps bend and not break. And when you first get into a new situation, if you're in a new job, if you're in a new relationship or a new phase of a relationship, or if you're in a friendship or a, but whether it's long or short term, every relationship that you all have with others doesn't necessarily have to break because it's not a specific way this day or something occurred, that you just take a step back and kind of let it bend a little bit and grow and expand. And boy, I am so thrilled to say that at certain intervals, you know, after a period of time, I know many of you have been in long-term relationships understand this, after a period of time, things really do align and work out when we're making good decisions and we're trying to decide, hey, this is what I want, you know? And so I'm experiencing some goodness in relationship that has not existed before for me. And so it brings in a whole new element and a whole new teaching. So I love to share, and I love this energy for all of you. And I want this for all of you as well. So I'm going to come in and see if anybody guessed what I'm drinking. I say guess. Did anyone have a psychic impression on what I'm into right now? Thank you, Karen. I appreciate that also from you. Let's see if anybody took a stab at it. Bring in some flowers. Oh, you know, I see some birthday people in the room, Patricia and Patricia. Happy, happy birthday in advance. Let's see how it goes. So far, I don't see anyone on my beverage here, so. Let's keep going. All right, let me go ahead and see who's in the room with some questions. I'm not saying anything. I'm leaving the room open to see who knows what I'm doing over here. What flavor is my water? All of the flavors you're mentioning, I absolutely love. So thank you for that. And let me see who is first. Yeah, doing it in a smaller way is truly connecting the dots among ourselves. And we do that as well here. And connecting the dots here is also very important with each other, because we understand each other and we align with each other, as well as you all align so well together. And you really get each other. And I watch it every single week. And I love that you're all here. And I really do appreciate that. Let me just see. Tiffany has a bunny question. She says, good morning. Henry Rabbit isn't feeling well this morning. And I called 8 different vets. Ugh. Okay, hold on. I think our animals also respond to the moon. I know I'm not like, look, I'm not, you know, we love using the planets as excuses at times and the moon, of course, but I'm not even, let me just take a peek. But I do believe the new moon has low, it's low for them as well. So I almost feel like he needs a little more rest. Hold on a second. He may have had a busy night. All right, hold on. All right, let's take a look. I'm going to go ahead and refresh here. I feel like I'm missing something, guys, so let me make sure I'm seeing you. Okay, here we go. We're gonna look at Mr. Henry quickly. I definitely see your anxiety, Tiff. Yeah, definitely. It's very interesting. It's almost like, I don't know if it's a bug or I don't know. I'm not a veterinarian, of course. I definitely think that you are right. You're going to find somewhere to take him, though. I do feel that. I almost feel, I don't know if they get little virus or bugs or like this. His blood looks a little off. I'm not trying to panic you or anything like that by any means. I think your worry is, you know, as strong as it could be. So let, you know, I'm going to be sending some good thoughts, and I know everyone here will this morning. Hold on a second. I don't feel swallowed something. I feel something off though. So hang on one second. And you're saying that no one, you called how many? 8 vets. I'm hoping one of the, so you administered some meds. I'm wondering if something just isn't feeling right in his tummy. I don't think it's swallowing something he shouldn't have, or I'd be surprised by that. I think you're okay. I understand your reaction to it. I definitely do. Let's see how he's doing in some hours. Let's see about the evening, too. For some reason, they're showing me some changes at 5 p.m. He's not eating and doing weird. Okay, so his schedule is off and he had it. See, that could be the blood. Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. I'm wondering if he has a little infection or something. You know, sometimes when we do things like that, even as humans, it kind of gets our bloodstream a little bit. So maybe he needs a little something to correct that. I definitely love that, okay? All right. And I know, Tiff, it's okay. I can't, I'm not playing God. I can't play veterinarian, but I am telling you that I would like him seen. So hopefully by tomorrow, I know you'll get him in and I think you'll be okay. But if you could keep, I know I don't know how many other veterinarians you could possibly contact. Maybe there's somebody that would even help you on one of the vet lines or something like this, okay? I don't know if you have any antibiotics at home. Like, you know, I just feel like there is something off in the blood. So maybe that would help. He could be just sore. He does need more rest. I feel that. And let's see, he might just be uncomfortable. Okay. You're okay. It's okay. So let us know how he's doing though. All right. And thank you. Tara, where are you? Because you have it. You guessed. You didn't guess, I'm sure. Hold on a minute. It's cucumber, everyone. So Tara is definitely going to receive those minutes. And if you could just write me in a bit and remind me of your name, your ID, I would appreciate it. And congrats. It is cucumber water today. I'm on a kick. Good job. All right. And anybody else? Maureen, I'm coming to you next because we've had an ongoing story. And I do have to say something to you. I have had okay, hold on a second. So Hickory had the tooth. Tiff, I'm coming back to you for a minute because I misread you that way with the tooth. I think I'm going to stick to you getting him checked out, okay? Because there's something going on in his bloodstream. And I'm not panicking. I don't have any panic around it. So please don't. I just don't feel like it's more of a swallowing. I think it's just something off. Again, I feel, you know, clear about the blood and all that. I just don't know about the weird stretches. Maybe, you know, part of me wonders if he just kind of hurt a little something and now he just needs a day or two to heal it, but there's more going on in his blood that you want to get checked out, okay? Without stress, please. All right, sweetie, thank you. Okay, good on the vet. You'll be okay tomorrow. I'm great with that. Okay, Maureen, I'm coming back to you. So we have been waiting on Meg. She is accepted into a medical school. She is now officially the only student so far of this entire school season that was accepted into medical school. And I've had a tremendous amount of shocking rejections by many students that I know. And so congratulations to her. I really do believe it's been harder this year. I do not know why. It's so common that these amazing students are getting, you know, rejected. And thank goodness she wasn't, you know, all the way around and she has a place to go. I do believe it's going to be meant to be at the end of the day. I still feel there's something in June that could happen to shift this. I do not know why, but I'm really proud of her because, like I said, she is the only student this year. I have about 6 rejections for medical school that I know of right off the top of my head. So congratulations to her also. And I do feel like it's going to be meant today without interruption and stuff. 2 years will go by in a flash. I still, again, I'm going to say there is room for something else in the month of June. Okay. Let me just take a quick peek here. and see what's going on. All right, one moment here. It could be something to do with her living environment, like her, like where, I don't know. It's going to be a positive shift. I feel that. I have goosebumps about her right now. She has so much strength. It says expect the unexpected as well. Yeah, there's something. It's so interesting, Maureen. They're definitely showing me some energy around June. When I see the Lovers card, I mean, it's very Gemini to begin with, but it definitely shows maybe a change or a perhaps another option or something that comes out of nowhere or some kind of shift where maybe two different locations, maybe there's an opening that comes. Something like this about the Sun in Gemini. So let's see what happens there. She may change just something about what how she's doing it or something good. It's very positive energy. I love what I see for her. And I definitely, it does show expect the unexpected. So let's just see if it's, let's just come back and tell us how everything is, okay? I'm sure we'll be in touch. Thanks for being here. You know, everybody's she's just surrounded by all these Scorpios. I totally understand. I love that Scorpio energy. But it has been a bit challenging lately. So I know you astrologers. Well, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove is in the chat room this morning. Thank you, Jennifer, and happy new moon in Taurus to you as well. I'm glad that you're here. Maybe, I mean, we have a new moon in Taurus. It is their opposing sign, right? So, and the sun is in Taurus. I think that opposition that I don't know. Mark always says it's 50% the same and 50% opposite like this. And Jennifer, maybe you have something to say about this and why the Scorpio energy is a little intense right now. I have become the loving recipient of my son's affections lately. And it's kind of funny because, and he's working his rear off, you know, but for years we had a little bit of a, when you have a child who has, and I know many of you parents will agree with this. You have to really, I had to constantly remind myself because Sydney, my daughter took up so much of my energy and so much of my time with her illness at the time that my son always had to come second, so to speak. Not that I loved him less or anything like that, but our relationship, it was a little challenging. But now the tables turn, you know, all in the scheme of our lives, things ebb and flow, like we were saying before. And I have just enjoyed this shift and both of them actually, but my son specifically, the way he's grown is fascinating to me. So, but I am definitely the recipient of all of his attention and it's funny, but it's not easy at times. So I could see that they get intense, you know. And Jennifer, you may have something to say about this Taurus energy with these Scorpios. Poor Maureen is suffocating over there, but I know, Maureen, they're holding you down a little bit. It'll get better. It will, I'm sure. And let me just go ahead and keep on looking. I saw someone else I wanted to pick on this morning in a good way. Karen says she was going to go visit an old friend, Kathy, who I recently reconnected with here in Michigan, but I'm feeling like something is off and I should stay away. I feel like you could take a step back. I do believe you can see her briefly and perhaps in a way that's comfortable to you. Put a bit of a timing, maybe a little time frame on it so you don't feel that roped in, so to speak. But I also believe it's about a bit of a boundary. And gosh, I don't know, creating boundaries is so challenging still. And so I know we tend to want to avoid things instead of create them. So let me just say here. Let me just take a quick peek at it, okay? Like an hour or so wouldn't hurt, like a quick tea wouldn't really hurt. Yeah, she's definitely off in some way, but I believe healthy balance. I'm not saying it would be an easy circumstance. You're definitely feeling something off in her. And I agree to that. I mean, I also believe if you felt called to do it, a little 45 minutes, an hour lunch or tea, you know, make it like that if you feel like you should at least see her and not neglect her. But I do believe there's some things that have happened that are painful for her. So and you would find, of course, learn more about it. Okay. I don't think she's clear either. I'm wondering if there's a little bit of a problem, addiction problem, perhaps not aligned, like not taking the correct medication for her, that kind of thing. And, I'm feeling that. Okay. And I do hope that helps. She said she can't take care of someone right now. I don't believe that's expected, though. I don't. I don't think we have to go all the way with it. I think a little bit of a tea is good. And then that's it. You're busy. And you are busy. And I believe that we have such a difficulty. Hi, Mary. Good morning. I think we have such a difficulty keeping those boundaries. I know it's so much easier to just hide. Then have to speak our truth. But sometimes we have to, I don't know, Karen, if you would feel great hiding instead of just, you know, saying, okay, let's just meet up for an hour and then that's the end of it for now. Till the next hour in a month or two, you know? You're not responsible for her. All right, I do hope that helps. All right, now let's take a look. I have some birthday people in here, but one is at a bit of a distance. Someone is on the 12th, and then next week we'll read on the 20th. I always wait until it's closer. Next week, Patricia. This week, where's my 12th birthday girl? Hold on one second. You could almost feel like the air is so soft and gentle today. It's a bit quieter. That Taurus energy does bring a little bit of stillness, I would say. You would have thought I was like Michelangelo last night painting about, like, it was very funny and very much becoming more of my character, which has changed drastically. I'm sometimes still in that, what is this, you know, but I enjoyed every moment of it. Okay, let me just see who. Patricia, I can't find you, so I like to grab the energy. And I don't know where you went. So let's, I'm thinking it's the 12th. I'm pretty sure. Right, let's take a peek. All right, Patricia, I'm going to do it this way. And happy, happy birthday on the 12th day, Mother's Day this year. Okay, let's see. Hold on one second. I just have to write this down real quick. Okay, there we go. Hold on a second. You all are definitely, I could tell you're all coming together today. So I'm trying to individualize your lives, but somebody else's predictions are getting crosswires over here. So, Patricia, this is great. I do believe that you're gonna have some more lighthearted energy than you have had in a while, and some great, great news ahead. I do also believe that happiness is coming from a younger person that hasn't quite been there in a bit. And I love that as well. So maybe your son, some good news around that. And also, you have a lot of stability, foundation. These are some of the words. They're giving it to me in words, so this is how I'm going to do it. Stability, foundation, masculine energy, definitely. Exploration, but also positive, more joy from unexpected things. So, you do have quite the year. I also see some maintenance going on in your physical body, your mouth, like this, your teeth, these kinds of things. Believe it or not, when we get that emperor energy, it reads through the layers of your being, and we look into the mouth and your health in this way. And I love that also. I hope that that helps. And I believe that you are going to have a better year, family. Sometimes people around you, your family's definitely going to take your energy. I could tell that. But I also believe that you're going to feel safe and grounded and structured. There's certain things about this that we really, really, really love, you know? So you could tell I'm stuttering already. No, I'm teasing you guys. If I start getting stuck on a word, we're in trouble. No, I'm only kidding. And I love, Patricia, that we see good news around your family unit. I also love, and I'm getting a lot of fours, like the Four of Swords is stable, it's meditation, it's stability. The Four of Cups is like that contemplation. What's next? It's the gift throwing, being thrown at you from the sky, you know, out of the blue like this. Really positive energy. Just blessings out of nowhere. The Emperor is a four. I pulled five fours. The Four of Wands is home and family. And that really doesn't happen often, but I would say that's the number of your new year. And I love that because it does bring a lot of foundation and peace, harmony, these kinds of things. So I do love that. Okay. Jennifer says, hello, Jennifer Dove, and CA Brooks is also in the chat room this morning. Good morning, CA. CA, you all know will be coming up at the top of the hour. I'm sure it's going to be a great time, so stay tuned for that. Jennifer says, there's very intense energy underneath the soft, calm Taurus moon. It's Scorpio. Yes, Uranus too. Jupiter is amplifying. Pluto's excavating energies. Boy, do we feel that. And Pluto rules Scorpio. Thank you for that. It'll shift as soon as tomorrow. Okay, I feel that too. Thank you very, very much for sharing. And I love that it makes perfect sense. I am really, it has been very intense and amplified. So I love that it all ties together that way. Thank you for being with us today. And CA, thank you too for being with us today. Marty Hall is in the room. Hello, my godson, Tyler. I'm sending my love also. I know we have so much catching up to do. I have definitely been taken. I've had a hostile take. No, not hostile, but I'm teasing. But my family has taken over my life pretty much. So four adult children and a husband, three dogs, grand dogs, grand cats. It's gotten a little busy in Titusville, quiet Florida. But I definitely have to connect. It's no excuse. And I will soon, okay? So happy you're here. Pamela says that Scorpio energy definitely needs to chill. That is for sure. Tara, I absolutely, happy anniversary to you both. I love your new photo. I think it is groovy, for a lack of better words, but you're both beautiful. And I love how you're vibing together. I will say that, okay? Let's take a little peek. Patricia, I love that you have that family around you. I know you need a good, you're going to have a good year. There's going to be really good news also. And, you know, sometimes this is another thing that's been on my mind, and it's probably so Taurus, Venus and Taurus of me. Adding a little romance to every part of your life. It sounds so Venus in Taurus, but for all of you, whether you have any Taurus in your chart or not, adding romance can come in any form for yourself, for your neighbor. It doesn't mean romantic like that, you know, it doesn't have to be a sexual tone, undertone. It doesn't have to be a lustful. It has nothing to do with sex or lust or anything like that. But a romantic, bringing yourself flowers, changing your bedding for you and your partner, or you by yourself, you know, loving on your dogs a little more, your cats, your pets. My very dearest 52-year friendship, Savannah Arianta, she just literally shocks me time and time again as we get older, especially. She just bought these little birds, you know, and she just has all this love for these birds. It's unbelievable to watch. But anything that you do, just adding more heart-centered joy or heart-centered connection to what you do. You know, maybe you can't add a little romance to your connection with the mailman or the delivery guy, but you could say, how are you today? You know, how is everything going? Whatever it is. Just all of this is so heavily on my mind right now and in my spirit. And just truly finding the connection with other people brings a little bit more joy to every single day. And so I like this, and I now sound too intense, but no, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you guys. Tara, this is what's making me, you two, looking at that photo and how you meshed as one, truly made me realize how, you know, I really watched the growth of this marriage and this relationship, and I truly love what you are doing together in the world, and you're definitely ebbing and flowing, but I see the flow, okay? I want to say that. That's my message for your anniversary. More of a flow, more coming together as one, more alignment. I love that. And let me just take a peek here. Bringing more meaning. I think romance, if we look at it, bringing more meaning to your everyday life in some way. Oh yeah, you guys are happy right now. And there is a female energy mother figure, okay, that you're going to have a little situation with, but it's going to come and go. I just want to say that. And it's okay. I don't want to alarm you in any way. You're sharing space together. The relationship looks good. It looks more solid. It looks, not that it ever wasn't solid, but it just looks really nice. And as we said, exactly the way your picture looks, you know, I love that. And I feel confident that you all are growing together. So it's really sweet. And there are happy times ahead. There's a situation around an older woman. Feels like fire energy to me, but it will come and go and it'll be okay. I do feel this. So just, you know, it's like a little heads up, but it's going to come and it's going to pass. I want to say don't get alarmed by it, because it may sound a little more dramatic than it actually is, but it will be really good over, you know, through the other side of the experience is much better. Okay. Hello to those of you coming in. I'm just seeing you now. Thank you so very much. Catherine, real quick. You're going to go down to the wire. Don't get upset when I say that. She said she has a week to move. I guarantee you by the sixth day, you'll be moved Monday. Okay. I do feel like it's going to start Thursday. There's a storyline here. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So by Monday, you'll be in. Okay. I don't know why, how we're going to manifest this together. We're going to ask for a miracle real on Thursday. I do feel this. The next couple days, you're probably going to be a little stressed, but needless to say, we see why. But I also believe that you are going to be able to manifest this. And I do, and I feel like it's going to be okay. I don't see like a hop, skip, and a jump, or you're going to have to do it twice. I feel it's really like an 11th hour miracle shift, okay? It'll happen. And I hope that helps. All right. Pamela says, take a chill pill as a Scorpio. Everybody take a chill pill. I love that. Mary, it's very nice to see you. I'm just seeing this now. Thank you so much for being here. I definitely see you working hard also on your foundation, and the energy around you is super positive. But working hard for sure, okay? Just kind of building more family unit, definitely definitely positive. I don't know. I feel like you're working towards something that is very, very positive. That's how I want to say it. Okay. I wish I had more time. Of course we will next week. Everyone have a wonderful, happy new moon. It is a great day to have a reading over at 12listen.com. I can't wait to see you there. The energy is definitely psychic. I could feel Neptune all over the place, and at a very high degree. I think our dreams are interesting. Our lives are even more interesting. And definitely remember and remind yourselves to ground every single day. Taurus will help. The amazing C.A. Brooks is coming up next on Everyday Astrology. I hope you all tune in. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everyone. Thank you, Jay, for being our producer. Lots of love, everybody. See you soon.